Jesus says a couple very shocking things in today's gospel. And the first thing that he says is that he is the bread that came down from heaven. And why are the people shocked when he says this? Well, all of us came from our parents. You know, the reason why we're here is because of our mother and our father. And so the people say, is this not the son of Joseph and Mary? Do we not know his parents? Because what Jesus is claiming when he says that is that he pre-existed, that he existed before he came into this world. If I were to say that, if I were to say, I came down from heaven, that's how I came to this world, you'd think I'm crazy. But that's exactly what our Lord says. And so he claims that he pre-existed and that he descended from heaven to earth. And the second thing that our Lord says that's rather shocking is he says that he's going to give his flesh as food for the life of the world. That he's going to offer himself as a sacrificial banquet, which is ultimately going to culminate on the cross when he gives his life. But he's going to enable us to feed on him so that his life can be in us. And by doing that, we'll live forever. And so both of these are very shocking statements. And so we shouldn't be surprised at the reaction of the Jewish people. But what I want to focus on today is what these two things reveal about what's going on inside the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. You know, what is he thinking? What's going on inside him as he speaks these words? And what we can pull from this is that his desire for each one of us is so great that he would leave the glory of heaven to find us and to save us. You know, all of us, our goal is to get to heaven. We want to leave this world and get to heaven. He left heaven in order to find us and to seek us out. And he literally wants to feed us and give us life. And he wants us to partake in his own divine life to the point where he's willing to give his own flesh to us to consume. You know, the reality is that this is the greatest and the most dramatic gesture of love that any of us will ever experience in our entire lives, is what we experience when we come to Mass. Nobody has shown us such a dramatic gesture as that. And it's not just another person who's showing us this gesture. It's the Son of God himself. I think if people realized the significance of the Eucharist, it would heal a lot of wounds that people carry with them in this world. You know, how many people go around feeling unloved? They feel that nobody loves them. If they were to recognize what truly is happening in the Eucharist, it would heal that. They would find what their hearts are longing for. And how many people lack a deeper meaning or a deeper purpose in the way that they live their lives? They just kind of wander through life, you know, going after one thing after another, trying to fill the emptiness within them, when what they really need is to experience Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. You know, when we reflect upon what goes on at the Mass with the Eucharist and the love that Christ reveals to us, I think a good question for us to ask is, how does the love in our hearts that we bring to Mass compare to the love that Christ has in his Sacred Heart? You know, he is longing so deeply to find us that he's willing to descend from the glory of heaven and to leave heaven and to feed us with his very body and blood. What is going on in our hearts as we come to Mass? Do we reciprocate that love? And should our love not be deeper when we come to Mass if we recognize what Christ is doing? Should our love not be deeper than it is? I think the reality is that many people come to Mass simply out of habit, or it's easy to just fall into a routine. Or some people might go because their parents make them go, or because their spouse wants them to go, or people may have some other reason for going to Mass. But imagine coming to Mass each week of your life, for your whole life, without ever realizing what's happening on the altar. you know, without realizing what a dramatic gesture of love this is. You know, this is something that's so profound that once people experience it, it changes their whole life. And so it's important for us when we come to Mass to make the act of faith, to understand what's happening, to recognize what's going on in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and to reciprocate that love. Our world would not be so messed up today if people encountered the Eucharist with true and authentic faith. People would not be so broken. People would not be seeking after so many sins and perversions and false ideologies. People wouldn't be seeking after those things if they knew who truly to seek. You know, when we think about the mystery of the Eucharist, I think one of the things that's frustrating is if we do believe that Jesus Christ is present in the Eucharist and we long for him and we seek him, I think it can be frustrating that he veils himself behind bread and wine. You know, we want to see him face to face. You know, how great would it be to speak to him and to be able to audibly hear him, you know, to have a conversation with our Lord where he's just speaking directly to us. I mean, how great would that be? And sometimes there are moments in prayer where we receive those consolations, where we might hear the Lord speak some word or something to us in a powerful way. But often we don't receive those consolations. You know, we have to wait and be patient in prayer. And we have to wait for years and for decades. For some of the people in this church, we may have to wait 80 or 90 years before we'll have the opportunity to see our Lord face to face. And that can seem like a long time. And the temptation is to give up and to seek after something else where we can get some instant gratification somewhere else rather than waiting in the presence of the Eucharist, waiting in the silence. But if we think about it from the standpoint of eternity, you know, looking back from eternity, we'll see very clearly that it was worth every moment that we waited to see our Lord. And the longer that we wait, the greater our desire should grow to see our Lord face to face. And what we'll see from eternity is that it would be worth waiting 1,000 years for the chance to behold our Lord face to face for just one moment. It would be entirely worth it. And so the question for us is, will we wait? Will we make the act of faith and seek after the Lord in the Eucharist and patiently wait for the day in which we'll be able to see him face to face? As we reflect upon the mystery of the Eucharist, there's really only two responses that are possible. When we see that Jesus descends and leaves heaven in order to enter this world to be with us, and he offers himself in sacrifice, you know, just being apathetic isn't a legitimate response. Just to walk away and say, oh, this is nothing important. That's not a legitimate response. There's really only two responses. One response is that we reject our Lord and say, no, I want nothing to do with this, and turn away. Or the other response is that we embrace him and we open our hearts to the fire of his love and to respond with faith to the gift that he gives us in the Eucharist and say, like the Apostle Thomas when he encountered Jesus after the resurrection, my Lord and my God. And so as we come to this Mass, what do we bring in our hearts and how do we respond to the gift that our Lord gives us on the altar?